But yeah, like Dick Skates, I remember when he talked about, like, you know, people's feet, like, just freezing off, you know, and, like, how horrible it was. They didn't have proper clothing or anything.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
There was really bad stories.
What else for you? Were there, like, good moments that you recall, or?
There were good moments. Like, I loved, one of my favorites was Jim Moyle and talking about his dad.
Yeah.
His dad sounds like quite the character.
I love Jim Moyle.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed our time with Frank Gardner over in Missoula, even though the gender bias of that whole conversation was a bit alarming, where he would only...
He wasn't the only one.
No, he was not, and that part's kind of unsettling.
Right, it is unsettling. And unfortunately, though, it's like how the world works at this point in time.
It's kind of dumb that men will look at me just because I'm another male when you're the, at the time, assistant director of this facility, asking questions, and they respond to me. Why?
Why? That's if you have the answer to that, you've solved so many issues in society. Like, really, think about it. It's like not, it happens to women all the time.
Well, it shouldn't.
And like we talk to women, I think, so like kind of, you know, we talk to people like Sarah Sparks. She had just stories about how horribly she was treated by some men. Also how respected she was too, but she had to be an absolute bear to like get that. And then you saw, like, I love talking to Sandy Stash. Because she was my age when she was, like, head of this whole area.
Right.
And I was like, wow, what an amazing woman. At least in that regard. I thought she was pretty amazing.
Absolutely.
She stuck out for me.
And, like, Sheila Penaluna going underground, you know, that was...
Like, memorable. With the guys, and she was just, like, one of them. She had great stories.